But basically, you need to be, we say, as a rule of thumb, 100-foot elevation. It's in 1 mile in.
Tsunami Awareness Week and a test of the warning system brings more information about what a local tsunami would be like. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more up next. Skagway residents will have their chance to buy Medevac insurance this month. The borough is pairing this year's local ambulance subscription mail out with a brochure from provider Apollo MT, giving residents the choice to purchase insurance for medical evacuations via plane or helicopter for their households. The enhanced mailer is the result of two Skagway's residents' efforts to increase Medevac coverage in the community and will be sent from the Skagway Borough by the end of the month. Skagway Assemblywoman Colette Hisman is the chair of Skagway's Health, Education, and Welfare Committee.
Simon and Daniel brought the issue forward to the Assembly asking for us to support a project that they had come up with to cover pretty much everybody in Skagway.
Simon Clayton and Daniel Papke said it started with the idea to cover Skagway's Fraternal Order of Eagles membership and grew from there.
And the way that we looked at it was that we raise an awful lot of money every year to help people with Medevac expenses, you know, people in the community. And it was kind of the idea that maybe if we could spend $5,000 up front, it would have saved someone half their total medical bill, as opposed to trying to raise money to help them afterwards.
Clayton said the cost of covering all households in Skagway would have been about $32,000, and much of that could have come from local groups. Then future subscriptions could come from residents.
The Eagles was willing to put up $5,000. The Auxiliary was willing to put up $5,000. The American Legion actually put forward $2,500. Some of the businesses around town also made a pledge to contribute to that. We were looking at $5,000 from the Elks and $10,000 from the city. That would have actually got us to the $32,000 mark. The idea from there was that we would cover everyone for a year and then allow people to contribute on a quarterly basis. It's $25 per household for those who could afford it.
The Assembly took the idea to the people, organizing public meetings throughout the winter. Through that, Hisman says resident interest became obvious to the committee members.
And so we went on to have a couple of more meetings to talk about it, to get the pros and the cons, and, you know, some people felt that it was better to handle it through the clubs rather than through the city. They didn't want to put more of a burden on the city staff or be held, you know, responsible for, you know, either people that maybe shouldn't be covered or should be covered, that kind of thing.
Ultimately, the Assembly decided not to fund the effort, but to help by producing the mailer that residents will start to see this week. However, Hisman said the men's efforts were helpful. They ended up leading a public awareness campaign that has increased enrollment in Skagway.
And so through those meetings, it was determined that it was a really good subscription for people to have, and it really protected people.
About 100 households in Skagway were already covered before last fall. That doubled as awareness was heightened through the men's work.
That alone should really tell the gentleman that started this out that just them giving that information to people and making them more knowledgeable about it has made a huge difference.
This month, the annual subscription for the Skagway Ambulance is going out through the mail. Information about Apollo Medevac insurance, along with a letter from the borough, will be in the same envelope.
We do send out a yearly subscription for the ambulance, and I thought, well, you know, it would be better to send this out too, to give people another choice, because the subscription for the ambulance only goes so far and only covers you so much. It certainly doesn't cover you as well as this subscription to Apollo would, where it's, you know, unlimited medevacs. If you had, you know, terminal illness or if you had a severe illness, it's going to cover you much better than just that yearly subscription to the ambulance.
Some Skagway residents are still interested in seeing a community-wide comprehensive plan someday, and Clayton says it's still a possibility for the future. It may also be possible to offer assistance to people who can't afford coverage. 1 year of Apollo Ambulance and Air Medevac protection is $100 per household, no matter how many people, including renters, live in the house. Residents will also have an option to purchase Apollo Air Transportation Insurance only for $75, or the Skagway Ambulance only for $10 to $25. Apollo's plan uses the Skagway Ambulance and covers residents while they're in Alaska and northern British Columbia.
Because you never think that you're the one that's going to need a medevac, and then all of a sudden one day you are, and it's thousands and thousands of dollars that may or may not be covered by your particular insurance policy. So I want to thank them. It's really brought to light a lot of information that probably wasn't out to the public before.
Information on policies for any residents in the Northern Lynn Canal is at apollomt.com. Once a year, the state of Alaska does a test run on the system that warns residents about an impending tsunami. On Wednesday, March 22nd at 9:45 a.m., the National Weather Service, among other groups, will broadcast that test message. The date coincides with the anniversary of the 1964 Alaska earthquake, remembered as Tsunami Awareness Week. Mark Roberts is the Mitigation Program Manager for the state.
And so that's what we're going to do on Wednesday. We're going to actually activate as if we had a real event. It goes out with a test message, but we'll use the emergency broadcast system, NOAA weather radio, maybe on TV, radio, call up through the Coast Guard, the full system, from the Tsunami Warning Center in Palmer, as if we had had a tsunami warning, and it goes out statewide.
Alaska has the greatest earthquake and tsunami potential in the entire United States. It's because of a place called the Alaska-Aleutian Megathrust Zone, where the Pacific Plate is subducting under the North American Plate, creating one of the most seismically active regions in the world. And with that, high tsunami hazards. And Roberts points out two types of tsunamis to be aware of in coastal Alaska.
One are distant tsunamis generated by an offshore earthquake. A second kind is a local tsunami caused by a landslide or a submarine landslide. Maybe you don't even see it above water, but it sloshes the water very near shore up onto land. Both of them have historically caused casualties, property damage, and fatalities in the state of Alaska.
On November 3, 1994, on the east side of the Skagway Harbor, an underwater landslide occurred during one of the lowest tides of the year. It produced a local tsunami with an estimated amplitude of 33 feet. It was not triggered by an earthquake, and the wave did not leave the inlet basin, but the wave did cause the death of one person and destroyed a cargo terminal and almost a mile of rail lines. Nevertheless, tsunami risk is considered low in the area.
And those areas are at a higher risk for the local tsunami rather than the distant. The distant, because of the canal and the way the topography or the bathymetry of the ocean floor, won't propagate a wave from a distant-caused tsunami, but a local one, a local earthquake, could very well cause a landslide that could be threatening to people and property.
The local kind of tsunamis are responsible for most of the tsunami deaths in Alaska because they allow virtually no warning time. And that's why Robert says people should use different warning signs to protect themselves during a local tsunami.
In a local tsunami event, folks need to use the earthquake itself, the ground shaking, as their warning. There won't be time, necessarily, for the full warning system to come into play when the result of a local earthquake is a landslide that sloshes the water there. You will have, just within minutes, water inundating on land. When they feel the ground shake and they can't stand up for about 30 seconds to a minute, they need to get to high ground now. Don't wait for any warning. The earthquake and the ground shaking itself is your warning.
Tsunamis can travel at speeds averaging 450 to 600 miles per hour. As it nears the coastline, its speed diminishes, its wavelength decreases, and its height increases greatly. The disruption can cause seiche. That's French for the effect that happens when water sloshes around in the bathtub. They also bring debris and cause riptides during outflow. Roberts and his crew are still attempting to model how far inland a tsunami can reach around different parts of Alaska.
Unfortunately, that's not easy science, and it takes some time to do. But basically, you need to be, we say, as a rule of thumb, 100-foot elevation in 1 mile in.
Skagway has a multi-hazard mitigation plan, and Haines is working on theirs. The plan prepares for natural disasters such as flooding, avalanche, and tsunami, among other problems. According to Skagway's plan, the borough hopes to someday install lights and sirens at both ends of the town for tsunami warnings. The coastal management plan has designated areas in Taya Inlet subject to underwater landslides and locally generated tsunamis. And they also know that tsunamis do happen in Alaska. Again, Mark Roberts.
We figure about once every 3 years, 2 to 3 years, in the state of Alaska, we have a real live tsunami warning.
The National Weather Service is capable of issuing one of three advisories: an information statement, which says an earthquake has occurred but no tsunami is expected; a tsunami advisory would predict no water runup on land but fluctuations in ports and harbors; A tsunami watch puts listeners on standby, and the warning is the highest level.
And when you receive a tsunami warning, if you are in an area of tsunami hazard, you are to get to high ground now.
Wednesday's testing of the system will not indicate an emergency. It's only the annual test of the system. That test will occur at 9:45 a.m. on Wednesday, March 24th.
The crawler over the TV will say this is a test. The NOAA weather radio will say this is a test. The radio station will say this is a test. But the codes we use to trigger that will be the actual code we would send out in the event of a warning. Same thing with the U.S. Coast Guard and our other cooperating agencies.
In gold medal basketball tournament coverage, the Haynes-Skagway team has a few days rest until they battle Angoon Thursday night for a chance to play the B-Bracket championship game. The move up comes after a win against Klawak, 119-105, Monday night. Klukwan Jilkat Kwan was bumped to the loser's bracket Monday night in a close game against Klawak. Klukwan lost 64-69 on the 22nd, but still has a chance at the championship if they first move past Sitka or Juneau in their Wednesday afternoon game. Klukwan's C-bracket team also still has a shot at the championship through the loser's bracket. They next play Wednesday afternoon against the winner of the Sitka-Angoon game. Gold medal continues through the end of the week with three local teams competing in Juneau. Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell.